We continue on our trip into ourselves to understand what makes things operate, why we do things, as we spoke last week. Parash Lishi continues. Ein Aimek Ba'olam, there is nothing as deep in the world. There's nothing deeper in the world than the depth of the midas. If you take what he's saying literally, he's saying something shocking. Because part of one of the big lies that everyone lives with when they think about themselves, when they think about being misakin in themselves, is that everyone says to themselves, whenever I want to fix myself up, I can. Right? What's the reason why we're pushing off tomorrow? What's going to be? But it says, at any given moment, I can fix myself. Whenever I decide, I'll fix myself up. So a person pushes it off tomorrow, next week, next year. It only takes a day anyway, the whole thing. So when I'll do it, I'll do it. That's what everyone says to themselves. That's a big lie. And the reason why we all say that to ourselves, that when I want, I'll be able to fix myself up, is because we don't understand the oimik of midas. The only time you can understand how deep the midas are and how deep rooted they are is only when you start to confront them and you start to fight them. When a person starts to fight his midas, then all of a sudden you see that you're fighting this huge machine, this powerful thing that has such a deep grip on you. The depth is represented by the strength of the grip that the midah has on you, that you can decide 5 minutes beforehand with a tkiyas kaf that I'm not going to do X, Y, and Z, and a minute later you do just the opposite. What's the pshat? How could that be? You're crazy, you're schizophrenic, you're not normal, you have a split personality, you're Jekyll and Hyde. Is that the pshat? Is that the pshat? We look like that sometimes. And the pshat is, not at all, there's nothing wrong with us, not at all, we're all 100% healthy. No, the pshat is that we fool ourselves, we don't understand, and we're ignorant to the depth of the meters, how strong they are, how powerful they are. So we think, yeah, I'm making a kabbalah, and I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do that, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do there, I'm going to do this. There's no meaning for chalas, like the meters goes like this. He doesn't have to go like that. You're talking to me? What's up? The meters is a powerful, deep thing that has a very, very deep grip, and the depth is also represented not only how strong the grip that it has on you, but how deep it's in a person. What's deep in a person? It's on all the levels of a person. It's on his conscious levels and it's on his subconscious levels. It's in every part of you that's there. So if you think that with a superficial shake-off, you're going to go shake off the meat and say, okay, I'm not going to get angry anymore. It lasts until you get angry. Then the meat will show you who's the boss here. And how a weak, superficial Kabbalah is not going to fight the meat. Ein oimek ba'olam ka'onkush ha'midas v'olam. There's nothing as deep as deep midas. Call me the midas side godlu. It's a big secret. There ain't chachma ke chachmas midas. Hava nigash al atmenu. Let us approach ourselves. Ladas as midasenu. So, in the last parak, we spoke about midas. We spoke about the midas are called deis. We spoke about that they could be fixed up. Now, let's go examine our own midas. He says as follows. When we will examine and pay attention to our behavior over an extended period of time, we will be able to establish, we will be able to get a clarity on most of the midas that are operating in us. By the way, everybody has a different list of midas which operate in us. There's hundreds of midas and hundreds of sub-midas. Not everybody's a kamsin. Everybody has some sort of kamsin, but some people, kamsonis, being cheap, is a primary midah. For other people, it's an interior midah. Other people, it's a lower thing. Some people are kaisen. Some people are depressed. Some people don't have self-confidence. Some people are loud. Some people are mukhutzofim. Some people are arrogant. Some people are stubborn. Some people are too weak. Some people are yeki. Some people are not yekis. I didn't say which one's a good midah, bad midah. And some people are mesudr. Some people aren't mesudr. All these things, nobody should get insulted. Say that I come from both worlds. The all these things, by the way, which operate our life are midas. and their powerful koiches. Rabbi Adler, I know you're yucky. Yeah, I didn't mean anything. Yeah. Don't stop against all the all these things, I can go, the list goes on, by the way, I can go on and on and on and on. Not everyone has all the meters, right? The people that have all the meters all at once operating in them, those are crazy. Right? We're not talking about that. Everyone has some meters, and some people, their primary meters, and they're, and some people have more hadgosh on that, some people have more hadgosh. That's what he's saying. So if a person doesn't pay attention to himself, you won't see a pattern. You just see a collection of things. One day like that, one day like that, one day like that. A person who pays attention to himself over an extended period of time, he'll be able to see a pattern. The Rabbi Sayyamim, as the days go by, Yisbaru lonu k'moy came, it will also become clear to us, Ezu midos murgoshos banu kimat bli herif, which midos we feel almost all the time, the Ezu, and which midos rak b'mikra, we only feel by accident, by chance. For example, there are some people who are constantly angry. They're angry that Chavrusa came early, they're angry that Chavrusa came late, they're angry that they didn't have a good breakfast, they're angry that the Chazan davened too long, too quickly, too short, to everything. They're angry at the world, they're angry at everything. So that guy, if he takes a serious look at himself, he'll realize that the dominating factor in his life is anger. There are those who the dominating factor of that anger is nice to everybody, but he realizes that the reason why he's nice to everybody is because looking for comfort from everybody. Now, you have to take a look at yourself for that. Otherwise, the guy who walks around thinks he's the nicest guy in the world. He says, good morning, how are you? But when the guy took a look at himself, he realized, because he's running for president, and he wants everyone, it's past them, that everyone should think that he's Mr. Edelkeit. Yeah? If you would hear what he really thinks about everybody, you'd see he's not such an Edelkeit, by the way. But the word is, but the COVID wants it to, people to think he's Mr. Edelkeit. So, a person who doesn't take a look at himself deep down and see what's making him operate wouldn't even notice it. But a guy takes a look at himself, another guy sees that Atlas is running his life. So a person could see that there's a pattern. There are all types of other midas that pop up in Mikra. Once in a while you get cheap. Once in a while you have a taiva. Once in a while you get lazy if it's by you only Mikra. La'at la'at, slowly, after a long examination and a long time, Nakir we will recognize as midasenu harikorios. Will be zeicha to recognize our main patterns of midos. Now you all realize that after all the many introductions that the Mechaber has given us, this is the first step in practical tikkun atzmenu, of das atzmenu. This is the first step. Up till now, in all the previous prakim and introductions, he spoke about midos, what they are, could they be fixed. This is the first step now into the guidebook of getting to know yourself. He's saying, take a long look at yourself. A long look at yourself, by the way, means years. Over a period of years, a person starts to make a cheshbon and nefesh. What are you doing, and why are you doing it? Why are you doing what you're doing? It's shocking, by the way, if you've ever experienced such a thing, where you take a long look at why you did X, Y, Z. I'm a little older than you. I can tell you that there are things I looked back and seen that I did that I thought I did for reason X, and when I took an around the shoulder peek at what I did. Over the shoulder, it's cool, right? When I took an over the shoulder look back at what I did, I realized that it's punk fakert. Oh, the mamash punk fakert. I did it for the opposite reason. And you don't notice b'shas ma'aseh. And b'shas ma'aseh, you're convinced that you're doing it because of reason or X. And when you take a look later on, you take a look back a week later, a month later, a year later, and you look at certain patterns in your life, and you realize that something else completely different. I can't go into details for obvious reasons. Yeah? You don't mind. But you should know that I'm telling you something. You're young still, and most of you have never done such an exercise. Sit down a month or two and look back at your life and look at things that you did. Why did you do it? Why didn't you do things? And you'll be pleasantly or unpleasantly surprised at the things that are under the surface. And that's what he's talking about, to look for patterns. Inyan Godo Yesh B'Yediyazed is a gevaldik inyan in knowing this piece of knowledge. Like Rabbi Ruchum explained in a wondrous way, this is one of the most famous shtickles of Rabbi Ruchum. We're going to learn it together inside. Quote, this is a long quote from Rabbi Ruchum. The pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi, this is one of the most important pieces of Musar literature available. So listen carefully, it's very important. and you're going to have a hard time absorbing it. I'll tell you why in a second. Very strange pasuk, as you all know. It says that Yaakov Avinu benched the Shvatim ish asher kir birchosai birch oisam. Very strange pasuk. Pasuk kamatz not readable. It says Rashi ish asher kir birchosai bracha. See the love I call echad echad. The bracha. The pasuk doesn't make sense. What do you mean? You gave them their bracha. What's their bracha? You're giving them the bracha now. So Rashi says the pshat, he gave each one the bracha that they're supposed to get. Right? Now, it looks like that there's a fake going on over here. B'chayra, give everybody an equal chance. What do you mean giving each guy the bracha that he's supposed to get? Give him a bracha and you'll become what you want, right? Give them a bracha, you become whatever you want. You become a godlin, 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 and rich, and that's all finished. He settled everything. What do you mean they gave them what they're supposed to get? What do those words mean? It's a pelotzim. Says Rabbi Yerucham, quote, "Inyan habracha shebirach Yaakov es hashvatim yesh lahavin. Shebirchas kol echad ve'echad hoisa kefir royaloi. Each one got a bracha, what was fit for him, kefir tivoy, according to his nature, umidaisav and his midas. Nisararan ralzeh," says Rabbi Yerucham, "I was nisarar from this. Mihoshim atzinu," we find something very interesting. He's going to say a shocking thing. Kishachavitz Yosef, when Yosef wanted to eat in Yaakov's brachas of Bechor Menashe, when Yosef wanted that Menashe should get the brach of the Bechor, what did he answer? Heshiva, he answered him, Yadati bini Yadati, I know that he's older, but his younger brother is bigger than him. Says Rashi, all the reasons why Ephraim was greater than Menashe. What type of answer is that? What are you telling me? That Ephraim is bigger than him, so give the bracha to Menashe, and Menashe will be bigger. He didn't answer the question. Yosef HaTzadik asked the Gevaldik Akashi, give the older brother the bigger bracha. So he answered, no, Ephraim is going to be bigger, so give it to Menashe, Menashe will be bigger. Yankov couldn't change the brachas. He can only give each one a bracha on the level of his keiches. That's what the pasuk means. Ish asher kir brachos soi birach oisam. V'yetzelanu limud nifla. Continues Rabbi Yerucham. That means, to say it in practical terms, what the pasuk is saying is that the bracha of Yaakov Avinu, and it is really strange, he gave each one a separate bracha. Why does he give each one a separate bracha? Tell them they should all be everything, finished. Period. Shteita, that there's also a thing. Not everybody could be everything. Shteita, that the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave his children was, make the most out of what you are. Out of your milus and out of your chesroinus. V'yetzuan alibu nifla, d'lefize nimtza, shekol ma'alaisav shekol echad me'ashvatim hayu etzloi tivim. Continues Rabbi Yerucham. The milus of the shvatim they had in a natural way. Pre-shusay the Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik's kedusha. Pre-shada achoyu. Kol gvurasa v'maisa poitifera hoya etzvah mitzad ha-teva. That was his nature. Mishum shahoya b'teva parot v'kodesh. He had the potential for kedusha. V'chein Yehuda ata yoyducha achecha at oidisa. You admitted by Tamar v'loy b'hisis and you weren't embarrassed. My lisa zushal hayda b'rab m'haisa le mitzad tivoy. This ability to admit that he was wrong, he had mitzad tivoy. Im kein l'choyra, nu. As ma'akol ha-rashas esh ha-idez ha-zochel ha-malchus. So what's the big glick? If it's mukrach from the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, that everybody only got a bracha what they had naturally. So why does it say that because of that he was zochel ha-malchus? It's a mukrach that he had it naturally, otherwise he wouldn't have gotten the bracha. It was part of his makeup. Shteita, that brachas don't give you something that you don't have. Shirak al yedei shmiras ma'alois sav haknuyas etzla b'teva. A person who holds on to his ma'alos, which were given to him naturally, in your neshama, zaycha adam l'chol shleimus v'zechusoy. That's how a person is zaycha to shleimus. Yishon shu be'emes, kol yisoy d'avoida sa adam einoy ela b'ma'alos ha'toyba sh'arhinim etzla b'teva. The job and the avoid of a person is to watch the ma'alos that you have. If you just hold on to them, and you'll hold on to them, that you won't leave the milas that you have, through that you'll reach lemus. That your whole kulei will turn into good. Va'af tivav umidaisav haroyim, and even in your bad natures and your bad midas yisapchu l'gamri l'toyv. Continues Rabbi Ruchman, says the final line. Kol adam va'adam, every person yesh lei ma'ala miyuchedes. It's a pasuk. Every person has a special ma'ala. Shehinoi etzloi b'teva b'tachlus ha'toyv, that by you, it's your tachlus of good. Ache b'ma'ala zu, that in this ma'ala ainu masik klaus chaveroi, you're a million times better, you don't reach your friend, ha'mushkos ha'makoko, who's a mushkos ha'makoko on this midah. Ukemoi ish masun, the same way you have a calm person. Same way we have a guy who's calm, who makes fun of his friend, who gets angry over every stupidity. And the opposite, his chaver, who's a temperamental guy, in that midah, he knew mushkas, all the guys are mushkas. That's why Yehuda was Zeichel Malchus. Yehuda was Zeichel Malchus not because he went out and became something he wasn't. He was Zeichel Malchus because he protected the Nakuda that he had, Kibur Chosoi. Shemitaych Zeh Yasig is Kol Shlei Musay. Vizeh Luma Zeh. That's the end of the quote from Rabbi Ruchel. Continues the Aleshur. And the opposite of that is also true. Gam Mitzad Midas Arois. Yeshna Achas HaShabonu Mekukolim B'Yaser. There's one Midah where it's our worst Midah. From the depth of creation, shahutam oifi kol adam, the characteristics of every person, oifi is the characteristics, hutam was matched, l'teudasai, to his purpose, b'chaim, in life. Every person was given, same way, by the way, you all know, every person has a different genetic blueprint, correct? Am I correct? Every person has different, no person has the same genetic map. Today they're busy with genetic maps, right? There's no person who has the same genetic map. It's the same way in Gashmius. There's no person who has the same genetic map. That's only a simon for Ruchnius. Everything in the Gashmius world is a simon for Ruchnius. In Ruchnius, there's no person who has the same makeup. And that's from the... Each person gets the makeup which you need for your life. Shedafka malosai hativis amiyuchedes. Dafka, your natural maila, tuchal lahachriyas amida haroa asherosha sashaboy. Every person, if you can get in touch and find out what's your natural midah toiva, that will be the key to fight your natural midah ro. Mishetzliach lamed amalasa ha'ikaris, somebody who has successful to establish what his main midah toiva is, val hashchasasa ha'ikaris, and what his main midah ro is, zochel adav gadol, he has a roadmap. Me'atu hu yudeya ma Hashem aleik of doish menu, he knows what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him. Now, I know that you're all depressed. I'm sure you are. I was depressed when I saw this thing for the first time a number of decades ago. What, when, where? Ikker midas toiva, who has midas toivas b'chal? Everything's bad. Ikker midas royas, you need a whole, you need one of those, you know, that these books, the Chidushei Torah books. You need a whole, that makes me write a safer. You need a whole book like that just to fill up all our midas royas. What I'm talking about, ikamida teva, ikamida ra, when I figure it out, who has time b'chal, you want for breakfast, you want the seder, depends when you eat breakfast, depends when you want the seder, and from seder you want the shiur, you want the law, who has time b'chal for this business? First of all, he's saying something very scary, he's saying, if you don't do this, you don't get in touch with yourself, and you don't, then you're going to miss the boat, right? That's it. I believe there are two reasons why you're all having problems absorbing this, and I know you are. One is because the world we live in is totally the opposite of this idea. The world we live in is that everybody's all the same. It starts on very basic, stupid things that everyone has to have the same ties and the same cars and the same suits. So everyone's trying to be like everybody else. It lends itself over to Ruchnius, where everybody's trying to be like everybody else. So the whole concept that I have a private midah toiva, I have a private midah ra, and my private midah toiva is going to help fight my midah ra, this whole... First of all, Rabbi Ruchel is signing it before Shabbosik. So the whole world we live in, which is a generic follow-the-herd mentality, is directly against... The whole Bria we live in is against it. Everyone does what everyone else does, and everyone's only worried about what everyone else says. And that whole mahalach is against this personalized thing that I am a special barrier that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with my needs and with my milos and with my chesroinus, and more importantly with my shlemus in the Bria. And there's nobody who ever existed like you. I know that a number of you are going to come along and ask me right away the all-important question Yeshiva Baruch Hu seems to be experts on: what happens if I'm a Gilgul? So then, is my job this job, or is my job that job? It's funny that I get these questions sometimes. Like, that's the only thing that's bothering you. Everything else you took care of. So let's say you're a Gilgul, okay? So find out what the Gilgul's job is. It doesn't have to be your own job. I'm just saving myself some time. I see a number of you thinking about it. Yeah? Or your Gilgul's thinking about it. The guy from the 1400s, yeah? He's here also. And the one from the 900 BC. Yeah? Listen carefully. Seder, don't ask me those questions. So the first reason why is because you don't have a chashivas who you are. It comes from a lack of chashivas who you are. If you would have a chashivas who you are, and it's very funny, in the physical world, it's a different posture today by all the scientists that every person is different. I see most of you don't know what genetic mapping is. Correct? I'll explain to you what it is. Every person, as you know, the guf is made up of genes, right? Which run the show, which decide what you are, what color hair you are, what color eyes you have, how you're going to look, all the things you have. There's no person in the world today, they've been able to map it out. I think the number is, how many parts, numbers are there? What's the number? It's a long number. It's an equation. What do you say? What? It's millions, huh? Pi. Not pi, no. No, not pi. Not pi. Not pi. That was in 10th grade, everyone. If you weren't there. Yeah. It's millions of numbers. It's a long list of numbers which everybody has a separate combination. And there's no person in the Bria. There's no person in the Bria who has that combination of genes in that order. There's no person in the Bria who ever did. It's an unbelievable zach. Unbelievable zach. There's no person who has the thing. Everyone has a different map. And they're able to get the map today. Today they decide to give medicine according to each person's map because it's adapted to your personal thing. But that's only a dogma. That every person has a chashivas. You carry a neshama that nobody else has, and nobody else is going to have. And memela you have a separate midat of midarot. It's a tzeitzah from a gewissa matziv. But since we don't live with the hakara of the sherish of the zach, so we can't even begin to think about such a thing. The second problem we have with this is, and this is a problem which runs into any serious avodas hamusar, is that the project that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about takes a lot of time. It takes a long time. It takes years. Because you see this and you think it's that, then you realize it's not that. No, you have to pay attention to yourself. It's trial and error. Over a period of a number of years, a person can get to this clarity of what your strong points are, what your weak points are, and how to work on them. But nobody has any time. Everybody wants results. Everyone wants results between 5 and 7 minutes. Okay, you started Musa Seder at 7:01. By 7:15, you want to be the God of Lador. By 7:20, you're already making Tainis Diva. By 7:25, you're playing Tefes. By 7:30, you're having Mav. By 7:45, you're going to have a supper and it's over. And that's the Erech, the life cycle of our Musa. We start all over again the next day. And the idea of going into a long-term project of years doesn't cross anybody's mind, Bechal. Everyone wants instant results. And nobody has any patience, Bechal. This is a project of years. So, if you don't want to go on the project of years, so you'll be in Erel Chayit, and there's nothing wrong with it, and you'll learn Moser, and you'll try to do the right thing. But a deep fundamental change to come to Shlemus, it can't be. And the Chofetz Chaim became what he was after tens of years of work. Rabbi Sol Solanta came what he was after tens of years of work. And all the Gedolei Olam, the Altos Labata, came where he was after tens of years of work. Nobody was born like this, and nobody was born overnight, and it wasn't born in a year, and not in 3 years. The problem is that all the biographies that are written about these people, there's kimat very little about the struggles, about the hardships, about the difficulties, about the battles, about the ups and downs, about this. Till they got in touch with themselves. And in the instant world that we live in, where nobody has patience and everyone wants instant results and they want it in a loud way and small, subtle things don't have meaning, this whole Aveda, that's the second reason why you all have a natural stomach turning when you see a thing like this. Because Layala Adat, you can invest 5 years in a project like this. But you're young. If you start now, So by the time you're 25, 26, you'll have a clarity. You'll have an answer to this question. By the way, that doesn't mean b'chal that you fixed anything. That's just the diagnosis. The diagnosis takes 5 years. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you another 105 years to fix it. No, 95 years. Say, what are you going to do in a nursing home? Folk dancing, doing beads, arts and crafts, sugar-free, salt-free, yeah. In a musher. I might as well need this. What did Gideon do? What did Yankee Kamenetsky do when he was 95? When he was 90? Whatever would he do? They worked on themselves. What else he has to do? What else he going to do? You eventually retire, eventually get tired of money, you get tired of chasing after everything. What's Putman? Tikkun HaMidos, that's what Kosh Mokhi's life for. That's what you're here for. So if you have patience, and you have savonis, and you have a long sense of vision, and you have a deep breath, and you need maturity for this, you can get somewhere.